Hello, hello. Welcome back to a new episode of the Starting Outside Podcast. Nico Kramer joined with a wonderful co-host, Spencer Shapiro. Spencer, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Mattia won't be joining us in this episode, but that's okay. That might be a good thing. I don't know. But it's been a lot to recap. We weren't here last week, and of course, a lot of Champions League in particular, which we'll definitely take a look at. And I guess we'll just go through the groups real quick. Group A, Bayern, still undefeated. Late equalizer against Atletico. Not much to really talk about there. Atletico, I guess Atletico could. All right, that's true.
We can talk about Atletico.
Yeah, who did they play on the last day? Is it Sarri?
Yeah. Atletico plays Salzburg. Atletico are 2 points ahead. So if Salzburg can pull up an upset at home in Salzburg, then Jesse March has navigated his team into the Champions League round of 16.
Right, is Lokomotiv Moscow out?
Lokomotiv Moscow. They're out. Because if Salzburg wins, they'll be on they'll be on seven.
Yeah. Okay. So it's in Salzburg. Real quick, to Atletico Bayern's game, Atletico go up 1-0. And by the way, if you look at Bayern's team, it was not their strongest team by any stretch. It was almost
well,
their
they
C
did
team,
have
really.
Chris Richards, didn't they?
Well, okay.
Wait, did they?
I think he did play. Yeah, or he subbed on. I know he played at least some.
He played. He didn't start.
Yeah. So, it wasn't their strongest team. And, Atletico Madrid go up 1-0. And for some reason, they decided just to park the bus.
Some reason. Let's see, their manager is.
I don't understand that. It's Bayern's B, C team, and you're parking the bus 1-0 up. And so, I guess karma came back to get them. So, okay, it's in Salzburg. Spencer, do you think there's a chance here?
Yeah, I definitely think there's a chance. This season, Atletico have been very inconsistent, you have to say. Yeah. So, a loss here wouldn't be a shock. The first game between the two was very close. Salzburg actually went up 2-1 before Atletico won it late on, thanks to João Felix. But I would not be shocked if Salzburg pull off an upset. Do I think it's going to happen? No. But I do think there's a chance.
Yeah, Atletico, they look pretty good in the Liga recently, but not in the Champions League throughout this group. And, yeah, I'm about to agree with you. I think there's a chance. I got to take Atletico Madrid. I think they'll be able to get that W and move on. But we'll move down to Group B, which has been – wow, Group B has been really exciting. And it's still super close.
The group of death.
Group of death, indeed. And any team – can still go through, which is pretty crazy. Of course, Shakhtar get the double on Real Madrid.
I mean, 2-0 win. Shakhtar, all their points virtually have came from that double over Real Madrid.
Okay. So.
They have a -7 goal differential.
Yeah.
But yet have still beaten Madrid twice.
Oof. In terms of that game, it was really bad. Ferran is on a really bad stretch of form. It sucks because, when you're a player and you don't have any confidence, right, that's when you don't play well. He has no confidence right now. They need Ramos back. I think he could be back in time for that game, but I don't know. It's going to be close, to be honest with you. Of course, Madrid are going to play Mönchengladbach, Shakhtar, and Inter. Every team has everything to play for right now. So, Spencer, what are your predictions and who's going to go through here?
I'm not sure what you're going to think about this. Well, I know what you're going to think about this one. But I think Mönchengladbach and Inter Milan are going to get the job done on the final day, which of course means Real Madrid won't even make the Europa League. And they will finish dead last in Group B with Mönchengladbach and Inter going through, Gladbach winning the group, and Shakhtar heading to the Europa.
Damn, that's big. I mean, it's crazy because it's not really a big take in the sense that it could definitely happen. But just the idea of it happening.
I mean, do you think Madrid are the favorites?
No, for the Champions League or for the group?
Do you think Madrid are favorites versus Mönchengladbach?
It's hard because from Mönchengladbach's perspective, right, they were 5 minutes away from beating Madrid, and they what was it? Inter Milan got a late equalizer against them. Mönchengladbach could easily be confirmed through the group right now. And they've kind of blown it in the last few minutes of games. So now it's all to play for. And I think
the first game, Madrid were very, very lucky to get a tie there.
For sure.
2-0 down in the 87th minute before Benzema and Casemiro scraped a tie, which, if it wasn't for that tie, they could be very well out of this group.
Indeed. No, indeed. I mean, Mönchengladbach really could have a lot more points than what they have right now. But I think, you know, it's in Madrid. It might be a little bit of bias, but I think Madrid can get the job done. I really do. It's one of those games where it's like, you know, Madrid, I mean, maybe it's just the idea that, like, Madrid, of course, can't go out in the Champions League group stage, you know? And maybe that's, you know, it's a bad idea in the sense of, like, it's going to distract me from their truth. And they could definitely go out, and they could. But, and I think, you know, I also think on the flip side, Inter Milan are also going to get the win over Shakhtar. I do. And I think, you know, Inter and Madrid struggled in this group. They were definitely supposed to be the two favorites, although it is close. But I think they're both going to be able to get through. But
also,
insane. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. As a Madrid fan, would you rather them finish third and go to the Europa League or lose the group?
Lose the group. I'd rather them lose the group, I have to be honest with you. Focus
you
on
don't
the
wanna,
Liga.
You don't want to see them playing on Thursday nights.
I just can't. I that's embarrassing. I mean, for me, it's almost more embarrassing. I know it's going to sound kind of stupid, but in a sense.
No, I completely get where you're coming from.
You know, it's like, at least I can say they finished fourth. Well, now they can focus on La Liga, which they're struggling in too, by the way. They've been really bad recently. One win in the last five. But, you know, finishing third place, I mean, I don't want to see them going up and playing those Europa League teams. No offense to Arsenal or whoever, but it's just not – it's not where Real Madrid need to be. Shakhtar, Mönchengladbach, I think they fit fine in there. But,
okay.
I mean, the reality of it, though, is that Inter Milan or Madrid, I think next round – depending on the draw, they really might be second rounders before they're out. Neither of these teams are going to go win the Champions League, but I just don't want them to get out of the group.
Wait, are you saying you don't want to see Madrid playing away to Zorya Luhansk on a Thursday night?
I don't even know what to say to that. This is the idea that could happen. I don't want it to happen. I'd rather them finish fourth.
If you're a Zorya Luhansk. That would be
incredible then.
I mean, Zorya Luhansk did just get a big result against Leicester City.
True, they did beat Leicester City. But Real Madrid in the Open League, I can't even think about that. And by the way, on top of that, anyone can say how their feelings about Zidane, Paris can have a feeling about Zidane. For me, that's a must go. I like Zidane, and I don't think he needs to be fired, but just the idea that they don't get out of the Champions League group stage. And I know it's a hard group, but it's Real Madrid. And if they don't get out of the Champions League group stage here and they go to Europa League, to me, I think he has to go. I really do. What about you?
I will say this. Do you think anybody could get more out of this squad than Zidane? Because the player shown in the past, he got a great La Liga. He got an incredible La Liga title last year with almost no help from not almost no help, but with a very limited squad. And this team hasn't gotten any better. They've just gotten older. It's very arguable that with Varane's drop in form, they've gotten worse.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because, again, I like Zidane, and I don't think he needs to be fired, but just I think if you put it into context, you know, if he wasn't the next player, it wouldn't be a no-brainer to me that he's fired. Because this is kind of – I know he doesn't have any attackers. Really, without Benzema, they have no goal scorers in that team. He doesn't have Ramos. Varane is really turning to something else. I don't know what he is anymore. And it's true that, you know, if you really analyze their squad compared to the rest of the group, it's better, but it's not like, whoa. You know, it's not the main Real Madrid. But I think – I don't know. I mean, I guess Pochettino, guys like that. True. Could they get more out of Madrid? Maybe not. But I don't know. I just don't think. It's hard. It's hard. I don't know.
I mean, another thing Zidane has going for him. He did win three straight Champions Leagues.
True.
Which.
True.
I don't know if it'll ever be done again.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to happen for a while.
It's been done two times, both by. Yeah. Real Madrid, of course, they won the first five.
Right.
Thanks to Franco.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it. I don't know. We'll see when we get there. Hopefully, we don't even have to have that conversation. Hopefully, they can go so at home beat Mönchengladbach.
If they beat Mönchengladbach, you think he stays?
Oh yeah, yeah. If they advance, he stays. Yeah. If he advance, he stays. But you know, he's already, you know, again, 1-5. I know his squad isn't very good right now, but he's already on the hot seat. In my head, he's already on the hot seat. So I think advancing is mandatory. I don't know. I know it's mandatory. But again, we'll come back to that one. All I know is it's going to be intense viewing of the final game. the possibilities.
I can't wait for it personally.
I'm kind of mixed. So we'll move on to Group C, Man City and Porto. Again, not a lot to talk about here. Man City clinching it. Porto, I guess could Porto grab the first spot?
No, they can't.
No, not really.
Because Man City already beat them.
Right. So Man City first, Porto second. Basically what we were expecting. Move down to Group D. Liverpool got – they clinched, right? Yeah, they clinched.
Yeah, they won first with their win over Ajax yesterday.
Who's that goalie?
Coman Keller. He's 22-year-old. He was phenomenal. He had, I assume you saw his two unbelievable saves. And it looks like the Liverpool have their backup keeper, Adrian.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Is he the new backup?
I think he has to be. We'll find out for sure on Saturday, assuming Alisson's still out. But I don't see how you can start Adrian over him after that performance, combined with Adrian's difficulties recently.
Indeed. Indeed. And of course, second spot, you know, it's up to the final game, Atalanta-Ajax. It's going to be in Ajax. Who do you have there? I mean, that's a close one.
I have Atalanta going through. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Both teams love to attack. I mean, the Liverpool game, I think it's a miracle that it was only 1-0. So many chances were missed.
Yeah.
And I think it could go either way, but I'm going to go with Atalanta.
Atalanta. Yeah, I think – I mean, it's in Ajax, so it's hard, but I think I'll have to go with Atalanta. But, you know, I could really see the team going through. I wouldn't be surprised for either one. Mm-hmm. And we'll move down to Group E again, Chelsea and Sevilla. Clinch both going through, but Chelsea now top of the group after they smashed 4-0. Giroud, all the goals in Sevilla, too. I mean, Chelsea, you know, they look really good, Spencer. Do you think Champions League contenders or not really?
I'd put them as dark horses. I think there are two main favorites for the Champions League in Bayern and Liverpool.
Yeah.
And then I'd put Chelsea in, like, that group below of flawed teams that could do some damage.
Indeed. And they look really good. And Sevilla, that was a bad performance. I think, you know, they're going to go through and it's fine, but that was a hard performance.
Sevilla by them, finally Chelsea. Out of the Europa League.
Yeah, true. They can finally advance to the next round. It's exciting for them. Exciting. Unai Emery, Lopetegui, ex-Madrid coach, of course. That's exciting for him, too. They have a good team. And, you know, neither team really put out their first 11, but
Chelsea played a strong
Yeah, they played a strong team. That's true. I was surprised. And Sevilla missed quite a few guys in there. For top of the group, I thought Sevilla would definitely want to battle for that. But, I mean, I guess not. We move down to Group F. Dortmund and Lazio. This is a close group, actually. I'm looking at it again. Mm-hmm. Lazio and Club Brugge are going to play on the last day. Is that right? Yeah, in Lazio. Whoever wins that goes through. Wow, this is close. I mean, Club Brugge, could they pull off the upset?
I don't think so. But, I mean, Lazio are another team, much like Atletico Madrid, where at times they look great. Like, they've been unbelievable in both the games versus Dortmund, and then they have games like they had this Saturday or last Sunday where they lost to Udinese 3-1.
Yeah,
and I'm still fairly confident that Lazio will go through though.
Yeah, I think I'll take Lazio, but the Club Brugge's, you know, fairness, they stayed in it, and you know, Dortmund, I mean, Zenit, I think they'll be fine. They won't have Haaland, but I mean, they should be fine otherwise.
I mean, it also doesn't. It's not that big of a game for them.
True.
I mean, first in the group, but
yeah,
that isn't hugely important.
Yeah, in the whole perspective, yeah, that's true. We'll move down to Group G. Barcelona and Juventus, you know, unlike Mattia had Dynamo Kiev upset, whatever that stuff was. That was just, I guess it was, I don't know. That was something. Barcelona and Juventus, number one and two. And this is really all about first for the group, of course. They're going to play on the last day. Hopefully, we can see Messi and Ronaldo. Couldn't see it last time because of COVID for Ronaldo. I mean, I think, Juventus need to win by a few goals to get first to the group.
I think they need to win by
two, right?
Two. But yeah, they need to win, I think they need to win 3-1.
Something like that.
2-0, Barcelona goes through. 3-1, 4-2, Juventus goes through. But I just hope both teams are willing to start Messi.
Right. Oh, 100%. You know, Messi hasn't appeared in the last two games for Barcelona in the Champions League. And, yeah, I'm hoping both teams – do take this seriously to an extent. I mean, I think it's good kind of a practice game, you know, big competitor, not Dynamo Kiev or Ferencváros. But, yeah, I agree with you. I really hope Messi plays, of course, Ronaldo plays. We all want to see that for sure.
I mean, I'm also sure they'd want to go up against each other one last time.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah. Especially Ronaldo, considering he
of course
arguably has more to prove out of the two.
Yeah, not in the Champions League, but I mean, yeah. No, I can't wait for that
I don't
game.
Think there's a football fan who doesn't want to see both of them on the pitch again.
No way. There can't be. There is. I don't know where they've been, but there can't be. Everyone wants to see that. And we went to the last group, which is also going to be very close here. Man United and PSG, of course, playing. PSG gained 3-1 in Manchester. You know, I think there's been a lot of criticism for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer from this game. Man United had chances to win. They had a few counter. Martial missed
somehow.
Absolute sitter. Somehow. And then he missed a rebound as well. And then Cavani hit the post on a chip. But then, of course, you know, PSG stuck in there. Neymar got two of the goals. I mean, Spencer, real quick, you know, Fred got a red card. He didn't get sent off for headbutt.
He should have been sent off in the first half.
Yes. And let me ask you, he didn't get sent off. He got a yellow, right? And then, you know, it was pretty obvious in the game. Fred was fouling quite a bit. You think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer at halftime should have taken him
100%.
Off? 100%. I mean, the red card to me was frilly.
I mean,
go ahead.
Watching the game, you could see Fred. Yeah. You could see the Fred red card coming. I feel in all those situations, whenever a player gets very lucky not to be sent off, I think as a manager, right, you have to realize that he won't be fortunate again.
Yeah. No, to me, it was an amateur mistake. And I don't know why he kept him on. It was coming. And PSG were trying to, you know, PSG were forcing the ball into Fred's side of the midfield, definitely trying to get him to that red card. Then he does this really bad challenge, by the way. It was just a stupid one. And he was lucky. He was lucky to not have been sent off before. But it's all going to come down to, you know, assuming PSG can handle Istanbul, Basquiat, Leipzig, United. In Leipzig, of course, Man United really got the best from the first time, but Leipzig aren't a team to sleep on. Leipzig won't have Upamecano, which is a big loss, but, I mean, what do you think about this one?
I hope Leipzig turn up, because obviously they had by far their worst game of the season against Man United the first time they played, getting hammered 5-0. Yeah. They were extremely fortunate to get past Istanbul Basaksehir in the last game with a late, late winner from Alexander Sorloth. But I think Leipzig are going to be able to do them and send Man United right back to the Europa League where they belong.
You think so?
Yep.
I can't. No, I think United are going to get him. I really do. And Leipzig, you know, again, not having Upamecano to me is just such a big loss. And I don't know. If they blow that, that would really suck. Especially after losing to Istanbul Basaksehir, which really would have gotten them to a great position for this group. That would be a big time choking of the group. But I think they'll be able to do it. I think PSG will finish first, of course. Mm-hmm. And now and United will go through right beneath them.
Actually, Nico, but, I have a bit of a prediction for that game.
Okay.
I think Leipzig are going to be able to win 2-1 thanks to a late goal by no other than Tyler Adams.
You think so? Tyler Adams?
Just like against Atletico in the quarterfinals last year. I think Tyler Adams is going to send them through.
All right. Well, I can't wait. Can't wait to see if that happens. That would be pretty interesting. And yeah, you know, Tyler Adams, a few other guys. There was like 7 guys, right, in the last group of games, 7 U.S. players playing.
I think that 4 was 7 started on Wednesday alone.
Yeah. Well, that's great to see. And we'll continue to see it, of course.
Also, speaking of U.S. players, I just want to give a huge shout-out to Sergiño Dest. He's been unbelievable for Barcelona recently. The papers have been calling him the next Dani Alves at the right back. No, I'm serious. Marca.
Who's
Marca,
what papers?
Marca called him the next Dani Alves. And he's just been unbelievable for them recently. And let's hope he can continue.
True. I mean, I think, you know, the injury to Sergio Roberto opened up the spot for him. He should have been there already, to be honest with you, but now it's confirmed. And I think he's going to be able to get some good game time. He got his first goal. Good to see. And, yeah, you know, him, Conrad's getting some first-team action as well. Conrad De La Fuente. Mm-hmm. It's good to see, too.
And Yunus Musa, of course, just signed a long-term contract today.
True. Yeah, no, his future's bright. And we'll continue to talk about it on future episodes.
I'm sure we will.
But – of course. I think that does conclude our Champions League group stage recap. Spencer, real quick, you know, almost the end of the group. So, you know, it's not decided. Everything's not decided yet, of course. But let me get your favorite and your dark horse.
You're going to hate me for saying it, but I think Liverpool are going to win the Champions League this year. I think they're going to be able to do a Premier League Champions League double. I'm very tempted to call it a treble with the FA Cup, but I'm not. But I think Liverpool are going to be able to win the Champions League this year. And for a dark horse, not a lot of people are expecting this. But I think Mönchengladbach are going to be a dark horse here. Whether really? They get in or not is...
Right. We'll come back to that.
But I think if they're able to get past Madrid, I think they can do some damage. They've looked very good in almost every game they've played. So I wouldn't be shocked if they made a run.
Okay. Well, that's fair. They look good. And again, they could definitely be solidified. But, you know, I think my favorite is going to have to be Bayern Munich. Undefeated. They look great. And my dark horse... I mean, I chose Sevilla as my first dark horse, and I'm willing to stick with them. You know, I think there's someone that can maybe get upset in the next round, something like that. Easy draw, move them on maybe. So I'll stick with them as my dark horse, but not a contender dark horse, just a more of an upset one. Mm-hmm. But we'll move on to the Premier League, of course, and we had some big games last week, some upsets, some not. We'll start off with Brighton tying Liverpool, which was definitely an interesting one.
Yeah, a very interesting one.
So, of course, Brighton last-minute penalty.
Not a penalty.
We'll start off with that. Aspects.
Not a penalty.
Okay, so go ahead. What do you think?
I mean, there's no way that was a penalty. And so when you turn it into super slow motion, it looks bad. But even after the game, Danny Welbeck said that it was a soft penalty. Klopp, of course, was fed up. Liverpool were extremely unlucky with VAR that game also having 2 goals ruled out. It wasn't a great performance from them, but it should have been enough to get the job done. Just didn't turn out that way.
I mean, let me give you the argument for the penalty. You tell me what you think. 50-50 ball, and Welbeck gets there before Robertson, and Robertson kicks Welbeck. Is that not a foul?
No. It was
so in the middle of the pitch and the halfway line. That's not a foul.
fouls are different in the penalty area.
Well, I know you're not supposed to be.
You're gonna hate me for saying that, but they are. And I don't think it was a clear and obvious error by the referee, but the moment I saw him go over to the pitch side monitor, I kind of knew that it was going to be a penalty.
Yeah.
But it was a very frustrating game to watch.
Yeah, those two goals, of course, getting called back too. That is frustrating. And, you know, again, it wasn't Liverpool having, of course, problems with their first team, as we all know. And, you know, Brighton, they did what they had to do. Pretty lucky in the end of it, but, you know, they'll take a point. Definitely, Brighton will take a point from this game. And move over to the Man City and Burnley game. Not a lot to talk about here. Man City smashing Burnley 5-0. I mean, I don't know. Is Man City back, Spencer, or not yet? You're not convinced.
Okay. I won't call them back. It'll take me a while before I can say they're back. I think they're going to have to go on. They have a very, very easy schedule coming up. The only tough game, if you can even call it a tough game, is the Manchester Derby. But other than that, they play a bunch of relegation candidates. Although, is Man United a relegation candidate? That's up for debate.
It's not up for debate.
But
I'll
call them back when they stretch together a good run of form, which they really haven't been able to do since the 2018 season.
All right, that's fair. We'll move on to Everton and Leeds. Leeds getting the 1-0 win. This was actually a really interesting game. I thought Everton were the better team, but Leeds, you know, were able to grab that goal. And, I mean, you know, to start the season off, Everton looked great. I'm not saying, you know, they're done and dusted, but you know, they lost to Southampton a few weeks ago, then to Newcastle, then to United.
Four losses.
Beat Fulham games. And lost to Leeds. Yeah. So, I mean, what are you thinking? I think, are they still maybe a contender? Were they ever a contender or no?
I never declared them a contender for the league. Me and you both did have them as finishing fifth in the Premier League, which I wouldn't say is out of contention at the moment.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
I think that we've kind of seen who Everton are really as a team.
Yeah, indeed. And yeah, again, I think fifth is going to be what they're going to reach for from this point on. But you know, they've dropped off, and of course, Leeds are a hard game as always. They much different than the rest of the Premier League. But we'll move on to Southampton United game, which was a great one. I was watching this one as well. This was a great game. Southampton 2-0 at halftime, and they looked good. Man United did not look good. But then, you know, Edison Cavani really took over, two goals and an assist. And he, I think he just showed his experience on those two goals he got. He's just being aware of where the ball might go, just being active. And, you know, they got the win. It was a very Man United type win, come back like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially, you know, Man United, they're climbing up the table.
They're ninth.
Well, they were in what, 13th or something? So in a sense, they're climbing up. I mean, they are climbing up the table.
I guess.
But, I mean, you think they're top four?
I can tell you right now who the top four is going to be at the end of the season, with no doubts in my mind.
All right, well, we'll hear that at the end of this recap, because that's going to be interesting.
I mean, I think you know who I'm going to say.
All right, let me think about it for a second.
We'll move on. We can get to that later.
We'll get to it in a second, because I definitely want to hear it. But Chelsea and Tottenham. In Chelsea, Tottenham played the most Mourinho type of game you can ask for. Just sat deep, defended, tried to get a counterattacking goal. Didn't happen. 0-0. This game was pretty boring.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
To be honest, it was kind of hard to stay awake during this game. One of the most boring games of soccer I've ever watched. And I think 0-0 was a fair result.
That's Mourinho. All right. Yeah, I mean, that's Mourinho. Chelsea, they didn't really do much. They couldn't really do much. Tottenham just defended first. That's great. Lloris had a really good save with his left hand. I forget who shot it, but it was a really good save. But other than that, nothing really happened. Move on to Arsenal and Wolves. Wolves win 2-1. All right, Spencer, let me just put this kind of in context, right? Arsenal have not looked that good recently. Tied Leeds, got blasted by Villa, barely beat United, lost to Leicester. We can go on, but, you know, their squad isn't very good. But do you think Arteta at some point maybe needs to be a little bit on, like, the you better start winning soon or not?
I mean, I think he should already be on it because currently Arsenal are in, what, 14th? I mean, their team isn't great, but it's nowhere near the caliber of the teams that they are around them. He has a massive game this weekend.
Yes.
Arguably one of the biggest of the season for Arsenal, the North of London Derby against Tottenham. And I think if he gets hammered in that game, which I very much think could happen looking at Arsenal's defense and Tottenham's attack.
Yeah.
I think he should be on the hot seat.
Yeah. I mean, again, I always say, you know, like you can only win with what you have, and Arsenal don't have a lot. But at the same time, I thought Arsenal took this huge improvement last year towards the end, kind of the beginning of this year. But then that's just gone the other way now. And of course, you know, Ozil, always a debate of Ozil whether he should be on the even at least on the bench.
I mean, can he even be on the bench? I thought he wasn't registered in the Premier League squad.
True. I think there's some way you can get around that. I'm pretty sure I read. Might be through injury, so I guess, you know, they can't fake an injury per se.
I mean, there are a couple players on that team who I don't think they'd mind losing to injury.
True. That is true. Yeah, I mean, you know, this the team's not good. That's reality.
As soon as Aubameyang stopped scoring, Arsenal stopped playing.
It was done. Yeah. Oh, of course. Of course, it was done. You know, that's their one great player they have. You know, you can say Menno, I guess.
Aubameyang got his contract then. Had a strong dip in form.
Yeah. So Aubameyang really needs to pick it up. And as you said, this weekend he needs to pick it up because Tottenham, if they lose that game, it starts to become pretty pressure. You know, a lot of pressure going on them. Fulham beat Leicester 2-1. It's a pretty big upset. We won't talk about that too much. Leicester City. They've really just been they either win big or they lose big. It's I don't really know what to think about Leicester City.
They're a very yo-yo team.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they lost this last yesterday, I think, to in Europa League.
Yeah, Zorya Luhansk, we discussed earlier.
where were they from? They lost to them, and yeah, I mean, they're shaky. But real quick, we'll look ahead to this weekend's big games. Of course, we'll start off with Tottenham Arsenal. We're just talking about it in Tottenham. Spencer, what are your predictions here?
In the North of London Derby recently, they've all been very close games. There hasn't really been a blowout. It's not really – they're always so heated between the two teams, but that's all going to change this weekend. I think Tottenham are going to come out and demolish Arsenal 4-0. I don't think Arsenal's defense is going to be able to handle Harry Kane and Heung-Min Son and Steven Bergwijn, Bale, whoever ends up playing with them. And I think Tottenham and Mourinho are going to run rampant in North London.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, you know me. I usually bet against Arsenal. Rightly so, I'd say. And, yeah, I don't know about 4-0. I mean, I think, you know, knowing Mourinho, I think
Mourinho is the type of manager where he feeds into the – I wouldn't say change it up. I'd say he'd feed into the rivalries. I think he knows what this game would mean to the Tottenham fans, and I think he'd be well. And he also sees that Arsenal defense, and I think he's going to be willing to play a lot more open than he normally would.
All right. Well, that's going to be a great game to watch. Well, maybe not for Arsenal fans, but for everyone else, it's going to be a good game to watch. And I think Tottenham – I'm going to go 3-0. I think it's going to be a good one.
Wait, so you were saying 4-0 is a huge thing? And then
well, you know, I think – I feel like 3-0 and 4-0, you know, it's one goal. But to me, it's like a big difference. You know, you can win 3-0 and you have like a last minute goal. So it's really 2-0 in a sense. But you, or you can win 4-0. It's like a beatdown.
Well, I mean, that makes I think stupid, a beatdown is what's coming. I don't think it's going to be a close game at all. I think Tottenham's going to hammer them from the first whistle to the last.
No. Aubameyang, no nothing. All right. Well, we'll stay tuned to that one. Chelsea and Leeds in Chelsea. I mean, Chelsea, they look pretty good recently, but of course it's Leeds United, so you can't really ever say Leeds United are going to lose in a sense. What do you think about this one?
I'm going to go for a bit of a shock here. I think the Leeds are going to be able to pull out a 2-2 tie. I really love Marcelo Bielsa as a manager. Leeds started off great, but in have kind of returned to the middle of the pack, which is still a good start for them, with their main goal, of course, being not to go right back down. Yeah. But I think it's going to be a very good game. Of course, oh, another thing we forgot to mention is this is going to be the first weekend in the Premier League where fans are back in the stadiums.
True.
I think the most allowed in grounds are 2,000, depending on where they are in the British tier of coronavirus handling. So
right,
that's great news to see. And hopefully as the vaccines get distributed, we can slowly come back to full capacity.
Indeed. That is exciting. We saw that in the Arsenal game yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever that was. I think it was yesterday. They had some fans in the stadium. That's great to see. Yeah, of course. It's fans. Fans make everything better. But last game we'll talk about real quick, the big one, or a big one, of course, Liverpool and Wolves. You know, Wolves won't have Raul Jimenez, big striker, of course, but they have other guys. Wolves are always one of those teams where it's just you never know. You never know what you're going to get. They can upset, definitely. Sometimes they upset with a big loss, but, you know, they can also win a lot. Liverpool, second on the table, tied on points. You know, Liverpool's team is shaky, but what do you think here? I mean, it's in Liverpool.
Mm-hmm. I think Liverpool are going to be able to handle business. I think Wolves are going to be very motivated after losing Jimenez. But in losing Jimenez, they also lose definitely their best player. And I think Liverpool are going to be able to continue their momentum from midweek and beat Wolves 2-0.
I'm going to agree with you 100%. I'll go 2-0 Liverpool. I think they will handle it. And you know, even with that broken team they have, they'll be able to keep definitely in the race for the Prem. But it does sum up the Premier League and move on to Spain, of course.
A little segment, we're about a quarter of the way through the season. So I want to do a little quarter of the way through predictions. Just very quickly, who do you have winning the title? Who do you have top four? And who do you have going down?
Okay. Yeah, this is interesting. Okay. So winning the title, you know, I think I'm gonna go with Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And I do so, and I'm kind of nervous in saying that, but I think, you know, in my head, you know, Liverpool, right? I could definitely say Liverpool right now. Tottenham for me is just not a team that I see, you know, going all the way. I don't see it yet. I really don't, even though I kind of want to. But I do think Chelsea are going to grab that first spot.
I'm interested in their attack. But go on.
Okay. I'm interested. I think you know, the addition of Mendy, of course, has been huge. He's been an amazing goalie, and I think they've gotten that defense settled up. And if they can get the attack, you know, just going smoothly, which I think they have recently, then I think they can win the Prem. I really do. And I think I'm going to go with second place. I'm going to go with Liverpool. And it's going to be close. I'll go with Liverpool at second place. So, because, you know, it's Liverpool and they have their team always together. Third, I'm going to go Tottenham. And at fourth, I'm going to go United. And yes, I'm leaving Man City out of the top four. And I took Man United to second place at the beginning of the year. Whether that was crazy or not, or it was crazy probably. But I really think United are almost there just to being able to settle down and play week in, week out. Same lineup, same, you know, tactics, same everything. And I think once they do that, they will be able to climb. And I think they're going to finish fourth place. And City are going to finish fifth. In terms of my relegation, Sheffield United, sadly, I had to say Sheffield United are going to go down. It sucks. I think West Brom are also going to go down. And last, you know, I don't think Burnley. I think Burnley can come up. They won't go down. I have faith in Burnley. And I guess I'll choose Fulham. I don't think Brighton or maybe Arsenal are down there, but I don't think Arsenal are going to do it. So, yeah, Brighton or Fulham, I mean. What about you?
In first, I'm going to choose Liverpool. I think it's going to be a two-legged title race for the majority of the season between them and Tottenham, who I think are going to finish second. I think I disagree with you on Chelsea. I think Liverpool and Tottenham are the two best teams in the league, and I think the title is going to be won by one of them. But and after them, I'm going to put Manchester City in third and Chelsea in fourth. I think there's no way Pep Guardiola manages a team that won't finish top four in the league, especially with the squad that Man City have. Yeah. And, I mean, of course, if Man City win their game in hand, they will be back in the top four. It's so congested up there that they jump from 11th to 4th, although Man United would be in 4th too if they win their game.
True.
But relegation, I'm going to agree with you on Sheffield United and West Brom, but I'm going to disagree with you on Fulham. I actually think Brighton are going to go down.
Brighton.
Not their biggest fan after their win against or after their tie against Liverpool. But I also think Neil Mope, who's been one of their best players this season, just went out injured. Yeah. Adam Lallana limped off the pitch 10 minutes after coming on. So I just don't I think Brighton are going to head down with West Brom and Sheffield.
All right. All right. Well, that's, you know, we'll get Matthias' take on that when he comes back on. And we'll definitely check in on that halfway through the season as well. But I think that does conclude our England recap. And we'll move over to Spain, where we have quite a race going on right now. It's pretty interesting. It's kind of confusing because it's not really what I think most people expected. Real Sociedad first place, Atletico right behind them. Of course, with two games in hand, Atletico Madrid. So they
still undefeated in the league this season. Really lead.
Yeah, no, and they've picked it up recently, even without Suarez. They've been winning the league, La Liga. Yep. Villarreal, third, of course, Sociedad and Villarreal faced off last weekend, 1-1 draw. That was an amazing game to watch. It really was. Madrid in fourth, the game in hand from Sociedad, Sevilla, and, of course, Barcelona are picking it up back up the table in seventh, and they have two games in hand over Sociedad. They're 10 points from, I think, right? It's 10 points from the first place. Yep. So there's a lot. There's a lot here. And I guess, you know, we're going to start off with Madrid because, you know, I think they're the most shocking team recently. Lost to Alaves in their last La Liga game after tying Villarreal the week before. Yep, and Villarreal, they should not have won that game. Villarreal dominated them, I have to say. Of course, right, their lineup isn't strong. They're missing quite a few players. Carvajal still was unable to come back. Ramos is out. Benzema, I mean, Valverde, you have the list. List goes on. But let me tell you, the Alaves game was pretty shocking. It was bad. They played really badly. And quick little stat here. Eden Hazard went, you know, out injured, which is just another time he's hurt, and that really does suck. But to start the game off, that starting attack, three goals in it this season. Or starting lineup, actually. Sorry, not even tech. Starting lineup, three goals. In that whole lineup. And so I think that does speak to what they really need right now. They need maybe a new center back. I don't know. But they need a goal scorer. And, I mean, Spencer, they have a hard game against Sevilla tomorrow. They won't have Ramos. I don't think they're going to have Hazard. Benzema's back. But, you know, I don't know what Benzema is. What do you think? I mean, this is they might lose tomorrow.
I mean, and then I think what all those players missing adds up to disaster for Real Madrid. I think the next week is going to be giant for Zidane between the Sevilla game that'll be telling for them in La Liga. And is the Champions League game next week or the week after?
Yep. No, it's just, I think
yeah,
it's
if
this
it's
week.
That week, then two very massive games for Zidane. As you've said, it seems like he has to get a result in at least one of them at the minimum. to stay in the job.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't see them getting a result in either game. I think Sevilla's going to be able to top them, as well as Mönchengladbach, as I predicted before.
I'm nervous. I'm really nervous because, you know, if they lose against Sevilla, which I think it might happen, I have to be honest with you, this don't have, you know, it's crazy to think that a team playing against Madrid right now isn't scared to press up the field and attack because they know coming at them, they don't have a threat. There's no one they're scared of. Vinicius can take people down one-on-one, and he just is the worst finisher I've seen. Hazard's out. Rodrigo's young. Mariano's the fourth-string striker. I think Jovic is back, but even Jovic hasn't done anything since he's gotten here. So it's worrisome for Madrid when you have no threat. You know, Benzema, I guess, he scores a lot of goals, but he's not really a threat of a striker. You know, you're not really scared of Benzema. So that's the problem with Madrid, that they don't intimidate anyone. And with their defense especially being right, you know, teams are willing to attack, and they're willing to really dominate Madrid, which is I haven't seen for years or really ever. So it's a little shocking for Madrid, and I think they really need to get together. If they can get a win against Sevilla, that'd be huge, but I don't see it happening. Do you have a scoreline prediction for that game?
I think Madrid are going to lose 2-1 to Sevilla.
I'm gonna go with you there too, but I'm going to go 2-0 Sevilla. Again, I just don't know who's going to score for Madrid. That's the problem. So I'm going to go 2-0 Sevilla, and that puts Madrid in a bad spot. That would be one win in the last six if they were to lose tomorrow. Atletico Madrid playing against Valladolid. It's going to be a good game. Valladolid are always a strong team. But, you know, Atletico Madrid, they've been winning a lot recently. It's at home. I don't think they'll have Suarez yet. But you think Atletico Madrid are contender favorites right now?
They're clearly contenders, sitting 1 point behind first with two games in hand. Right. But I would also say that they are the favorites to win La Liga at this point. Both Madrid and Barcelona have not looked good. And Atletico Madrid have looked like the best team in the league.
Yeah, and they have. They've picked it up. And even with their defending style, I mean, they picked it up. João Felix in particular, he's gotten a lot of hate from last season. It's a big money move. He didn't really do anything. But this season, he's been on fire. He's been playing super well. And once they get Suarez back, I mean, yeah, two games in hand. One point, you know, I think they are favorites for sure. And there's going to be definitely some teams to watch. But move on to Barcelona, who have been able to pick it up recently. Of course, they did lose Atletico Madrid 1-0. That was unfortunate, I think. But, you know, they smashed Osasuna 4-0. I mean, they're picking it up, Spencer. Do you think maybe we were a little too harsh on them in the beginning? And where do you have them finishing on the table?
I don't think we were too harsh on them in the beginning. If you look at their last five results, it's still not that good. Just two wins in their past five games. Yeah. But there has been some improvement. Of course, they had a lot of motivation going into the game on Sunday following the passing of Maradona. Yeah. But I do not think we were too harsh on them at all. I still don't think Barcelona are that good of a team.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think we're too harsh on them. And I think that they won't win the Liga, but they are getting it together to their fairness. And they have a hard game tomorrow against Cadiz, who have been quite the team in the Liga.
You mentioned you don't think they are going to win La Liga. Who do you have winning La Liga, and who do you have in the top four?
So for winning La Liga, I have to go Atletico Madrid. I really, they've been playing very well recently. And again, 1 point off, two games in hand, as I said. They look strong. And I, you know, assuming they don't have any big time injuries, they've been able to keep their squad. You know, and that's real quick. That's the big thing for Atletico Madrid this year is that other than Suarez, Diego Costa's had some injuries. They haven't really had anything major other than those two guys. Madrid, of course, are in complete opposite of that. Barcelona have had a little bit of that. And so if they can keep their squad going like they have been, then I don't see any reason why they shouldn't win this league. And not necessarily comfortably, but it shouldn't be a nail biter. And I think second place, I'm going to go with Real Sociedad. you know, it's one of those teams, kind of like Everton in a sense, where, you know, it's kind of a mid-table team. You don't know if they can sustain it, but they have looked really good. And I think they can grab second place. I really do. Third place, I'm going to go Madrid. I think they'll be able to pick it up. In fourth place, as I said in the beginning of the year, I took Barcelona in fourth place. I'm going to keep Barcelona at fourth place, even with the improvements.
You think they're going to finish ahead of both Sevilla and Villarreal?
I do. It's hard because I chose Sevilla over Barcelona in the beginning of the season. And, you know, of course, with the emergence of Real Sociedad, I think they're going to be – they're a better team than Sevilla overall, I think so. Villarreal, they do look good. You know, Unai Emery has really gotten the best out of them. They made some, you know, questionable moves in the summer. Big moves in the summer with Danny Parejo and stuff like that. So I think they're a good team
coming in, without a doubt.
Indeed, no, he's probably the best. Yeah, he's probably the best passer in Spain, probably other than Toni Kroos. But I don't know. I just don't see them sustaining, like I do Real Sociedad, because Real Sociedad really have some great talents, and of course David Silva has been such a great addition to that team. Really brought them all together. So I think they will drop, and I think they'll drop into, fifth or sixth. That's going to be between them and Sevilla. But, yeah, I think I'm going to stick with Barcelona at fourth, and this is going to be a big year for La Liga. You know, Madrid and Barcelona, if they do finish 3 and 4, that would be quite the upset.
Say I'm not going to be as bold as you with Sociedad. And first, I completely agree. Mm-hmm. I think Atletico are going to be able to win it. And second, I have Madrid. And third, I'm going to go with Sevilla, actually. I think Sevilla are a very good team. Obviously, they didn't have their best result against Chelsea, but they've still won their last three games in La Liga. They're gonna progress in the Champions League, and they're building off a very good Europa League win under Lopetegui last year. Then in fourth, I have to put Barcelona in fourth. I just can't see a way that FC Barcelona do not make the Champions League. And that, of course, leaves Real Sociedad in fifth.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It really is going to be interesting. And, I can't wait. And I think, I think Barcelona and Madrid are going to have a little bit of struggles. Or I know they will have more struggle. I know Madrid will, at least, coming up into this season. I think Atletico Madrid do have the quality
to run away with it at some point.
But, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's been phenomenal so far.
Five points, maybe, I'd say. Yeah, that's true. It's Atletico Madrid, so you never really know. Yeah. You never know. They have a tendency to kind of cave in once the season continues. But I think that does conclude Spain. And we'll move over quickly to Germany. Hit the other leagues real quick. Germany, of course, per usual. Bayern Munich is top of the table. And they play second place this weekend with Leipzig. You know, Spencer, you think this is straightforward Bayern W, Bayern Bundesliga, or anything in here? Anything to be non-neutral,
I guess. I was very hopeful for Dortmund. Not this week, but the past week when they beat Hertha 5-2 and Bayern tripped up and drew to Werder Bremen. And I was very, very hopeful that Dortmund might be able to make a title race out of this. But then they came and lost to FC Cologne, is it? Who are at the bottom of the table in 15th. And that just kind of deflated my hopes in Dortmund. So I do think Bayern are going to be able to walk the league.
I swear, it's the same thing with Dortmund every year, I feel like. It's like you think they can do it. And then, of course, per usual, they lose to Bayern. But then it's like not that big of a deal because it's still close. And then they just kind of lose games against FC Cologne, where it's games they should win, they don't. Now they don't have Haaland either for a while. I think Bayern will get this win this weekend over Leipzig. And I think they will go on to win the Bundesliga per usual. But I think we'll shift over to France real quick. And,
I thought we'd just do Serie A first.
You want to go to France? okay. Well, all right. Well, no, not gonna show any love to League One. That's okay. We'll go to Serie A. Why not? And of course, Serie A is very interesting. Mattia, I'm sure, would love to be on this episode because AC Milan still up there at the top, kind of creating a gap too. They're starting to create a gap, 5 points now. Juventus sitting at fourth, down 6 points. And I guess, you know, let's start with AC Milan real quick. I mean, they haven't lost a game in quite a while now. And do you think they can go all the way for this, or they're going to drop off?
I want to say they're going to drop off because their squad is nowhere near the caliber of Juventus and Inter's. But they've given me no reason to think that, because the games they're winning, somewhat comfortably, and they're performing in both the Europa League and Serie A. They have the best goal differential in the league. I don't know if I want to say they're going to win it. But I would. Yeah. I hate to say it, but at the moment, I do think they're favorites.
Yeah. I guess I'd have to say they're favorites. I mean, favorites is a hard word, I feel like, because I can't say that they – well, I don't know. It's hard. I'm totally with you because, you know, I'm thinking of Lazio last year, right, where they were in it, and they were in it, and they were in it for quite a while, to be honest with you, and they were even top of the table at a few stretches, but they dropped off. And I'm just wondering if AC Milan in the same way, you know, can Zlatan – and they've been winning without Zlatan in the last two games, to their fairness, but can Zlatan really carry this team all the way? I mean, if he did, that would be amazing.
Given his age.
I must say, but I don't – of course, of course. I don't think I can say they're gonna win it. It's just, you know, you always go back to Juventus, and Juventus are down 6 points. Ronaldo is scoring a lot. Of course, on the flip side of that, when they don't have Ronaldo, they only have one win this season. So, you know, I hope Juventus doesn't really put all the pressure on Ronaldo. Of course, they did tie Benevento last game, 1-1. It was an upset. So, I mean, it's hard, you know, Juventus. They haven't looked that great this season, but they have Ronaldo, of course. So, of course, they're always in it. And, of course, Juventus and Italy, they're always going to be in it. But, you know, Inter Milan, of course, they're in there too. I don't know. I mean, Spencer, let me get your final predictions top four in order. Hard. Serie A is actually
honestly,
is competitive.
Apart from maybe Bundesliga and Ligue 1, I think we're going to have three extremely, extremely close title races. But out of the three, I think Serie A might be the hardest to call, because I don't really see a, I guess AC Milan are the slight favorites right now. But Mattia's going to hate me for this, but I'm going to stick to my pick from the start of the season. I think Inter are going to be able to win the league this season.
Okay.
2-3 and 4
two,
I have.
And four.
Juventus at 2, AC Milan at 3. And I'm going to go with Roma just edging out Napoli for the fourth spot.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I have to go with Juventus at 1. I'm not willing to let go of the Juventus Serie A run. And I think once, you know, again, Pirlo, to me, in my head, Pirlo's on the hot seat. Because, again, without Ronaldo, just Juventus team isn't very good. Even with Ronaldo, Juventus' squad isn't very good. Yeah. So, but in saying that, I still think it's better than Milan and Inter Milan. Sassuolo and Napoli look good, to be fair. And they did have that one if they hadn't gotten that one loss to Juventus, and they didn't even travel to Turin, it would be 20 points, of course. But, you know, it's going to be close. But I think I had to choose Juventus at 1. I'll go AC Milan in second, out of respect to Mattia. I'll go Inter at 3rd, and at 4th I'll go Napoli. But yeah, Juventus Serie A, I think it's gonna coincide. I think they're gonna be able to come back and get the what would it be, like 10 straight or something?
No,
maybe 11. I don't know.
Like
something crazy like that.
Maybe 8.
9. Yeah, it's something like that.
It's
I mean,
been
it's
a
getting
while.
Up there. So I think they'll be able to do it. Yeah, it has been a while. It has been a while. But final league real quick. Shift over to League One in France. Of course, per usual, kind of our last league. Maybe we'll start off with it next week. But PSG are in first place. Only by 1 point, and Marseille in second do have a game in hand. PSG did tie last week. I think it was Bordeaux, I believe. PSG haven't been able to put out their full starting lineup in one game this season, not even one game. So we're still waiting for that to come. But I guess, you know, Spencer, I had to ask you.
No.
Is PSG going to win the League One? No. Do you see
not
anything?
A chance. No, yeah, sorry. They're going to win League One. I thought you were going to say, are PSG going to falter? But
I see.
PSG are going to win League One. As the second they get healthy, they can just basically win every single remaining game in the season. And there's no one who can really stop them. Marseille, they've had a good one run in the league. But unfortunately, they haven't really been consistent in the Champions League. Lille, Lyon, Monaco, and Montpellier, of course, are all within striking distance. But I really just don't see any team other than PSG winning the league at one.
Yeah, I think that's completely correct. And I, of course, I had to choose PSG to win League One. And, you know, I guess, for, you know, from PSG's perspective, the big news, of course, going on right now is about Messi maybe going there next year. Neymar saying that he wants to play with them in Paris.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows about Messi? Could happen. Be hard to
sure you'd love Mbappe
or somebody, but it could happen. Maybe Madrid.
I love
Madrid to get Mbappe, for sure.
Go to Madrid.
But
I think you know.
Where else would he go? If you think Liverpool can afford Mbappe, then, I think we have some. I think there's a big drop off.
I don't know
idea
if
where Mbappe can go.
Mbappe. But I think I'm not sure.
Mane go the other way.
I'm not sure it would be a swap like that. I think it would be more Mane or I'd prefer. Actually, that reminds me. Here's a question for
I was just asking,
who would you rather have at this point in time, Mane or Salah? Really?
I'd rather have Mane. I have always liked Mane. Salah for me has been a good player, but I've always
I've thought
Mane
for a while.
So I think Mane.
This season, Salah's been much better than Mane.
True. Salah's been good. True. I don't know, for some reason, I think Mane is, I don't know, I just always been a big fan of Mane, I guess I'd say. I guess nothing in particular, I just always love Mane. Salah for me is great, but I don't know. I think Mane gives you, I don't know, that's a hard question. It's really up to what you need, and they're kind of the same player in some senses, but in other senses, I think Mane is,
okay, you're Madrid,
for me, for my style, gets a little better.
Really?
I'd buy Mane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't say I'd make the same decision.
And I think, you know, of course, I think, you know, Salah could fit well on that, on the right side. But I don't know. I love Mane. I don't know what it is. It's a good player. Good player. But, yeah, I mean, we'll get into some more soccer news next episode. Yeah. There's a lot of news going on. But I think that does conclude our episode. It was a long one. Of course, Champions League. And some big games this weekend. Definitely get to those next episode. Until we'll be sure be on.
Well, who knows if he's
AC Milan and Spencer's mean predictions against them. Yeah, true. So schedule is hard, but maybe you can defend Spencer's bias and mean predictions against AC Milan. I don't know, but thank you guys for listening. Per usual, can't wait to see you guys in the next episode.